Hello, dear older and wider listeners. Listen, we've got something to admit this week. Judith and I and Daisy put our heads together remotely, if you know what I mean, and tried to bring you another podcast by Grindr. Not Grindr, that's ridiculous. We all know that Grindr is... you're not allowed to go grinding at the moment. So if you're thinking of going grinding, stop it. Get away from Hampstead Heath. And don't touch your bottom. You can only touch your bottom in the privacy of your own home. Okay, everybody. We tried to bring you another podcast by the platform Ringer, which involves us on the phones and under duvets and trying not to get echo and not talk over each other. And to be quite honest with you, when we listened back, both Judith and I said, well, God, that's a mess. And it's a shame. But we don't want to bring you substandard goods. We believe in the quality of our product. So we'd rather just make an apology for this week and just say hello. And then when I finish saying hello, which obviously I'll meander on for a bit, then Judith's going to go through some of the lovely emails that you've been sending us. And we honestly, we do appreciate it. And if you do want to feel part of the gang, I can't even speak. If you do want to feel part of the gang, do have a look at our Instagram page, Older and Wider, and it's up there. There's pictures and you can join in, and we do really love hearing from you. So Judith's going to do a roundup of all your news at the end of my long-winded meander. So both of us are well, just so that to keep you in the loop. Both of us are well. My mum is still well. I phone her every day. It's exhausting, but she is. And I just really want to say a huge thank you to all the people who are keeping elderly people safe in their own homes by shopping for them. And that's just when you live over 200 miles away from your 90-year-old mum, it's very difficult. And there are people we are very grateful to. So, you know, we all know who we want to thank. And when this is all over, everybody will be getting big presents all round. And even I, who am not a hugger, will be doing some huggings. Both Judith and I have moved into the face mask phase of lockdown. Judith has been making some in the shed. I have been, oh God, I had a terrible incident with a face mask that Jeff made me out of an old T-shirt, which involved, it was a pattern in The Guardian this week, right? So you cut up an old T-shirt and you pop in a piece of kitchen towel as a sort of filter, and then you tie it around your nose and mouth. And I took that into the supermarket, wore it into the supermarket. And because I'm a glasses wearer, of course, every time I breathe, my glasses steamed up. So I'm panicking because I can't see a thing in the supermarket, can't read the sell-by dates, and you can't hover because everyone's sort of moving closer. So I'm just snatching things off the shelves. And of course, when I get home and I get everything out of my bags, I realise that every single sell-by date is basically within 48 hours. And I've got all this meat and fish, and no, I haven't got a freezer. I've got a tiny little drawer and it's full of Jeff's ice lollies and some frozen chips. So anyway, and then I lost it in the supermarket and I shouted at a teenage girl who called me that Nazi comedian, which I was thrilled about because it meant that even with my mask on, she recognised me. So that's been the highlight of my week so far. I am now going to hand over to lovely Judith in Oxfordshire, and she's going to say hello and go through all your lovely emails. And we promise you that next week we will bring you a fully fledged programme, but bear with us. We are doing our best, and really, you wouldn't have wanted to listen to what we'd done. It was a right old mess. Anyway, over to Judith. Cheers all. Holder here, reporting for duty after Brigadier Eclair. Yes, very well put indeed. Aren't we useless? Despite Daisy's best efforts, we didn't get the hang of it, did we? And we didn't really get into the swing of things. So let's hope, fingers crossed, next week we'll be able to do something which much better. God, you made me laugh then, Jenny, about your mask. Yeah, I think the combination of mask and glasses is quite tricky, isn't it? Because I don't wear glasses unless I'm reading. But of course,
have to do that all the time if I'm looking at sell by dates. But yes, I can imagine. Oh, they're a bloody nightmare, aren't they? And yes, you're quite right. I have been sewing them. I've been sewing masks, although I can see it's a bit of a minefield. And various people on the Instagram have said, you know, that actually to do them properly, you have to use kind of filter bags and tenor ladies as well. People are using tenor ladies. But anyway, I found a kind of basic pattern, which I've put, or Daisy's put, on the Instagram account for a very easy kind of mask, which has got the elastic on, and I've done a kind of reversible thing. One side is quite male. It's one of Mike's old shirts. Don't worry, he had said he didn't want it anymore, although didn't like it much. And a kind of calf kitten thing on the front. So it's quite nice. It's kind of reversible. And anyway, I've been doing those for friends and family. And they're not the posh ones, but I figure they're better than nothing. So I've been doing that, busy doing the masks in the summer house, bit of art, which hasn't been going very well. You know, just generally trying to keep sane. So the gang, you have sent in some brilliant sort of updates. I'll go through a few, Jenny. So Sally is making rainbow headbands for NHS staff to attach their PPE masks to. That sounds rather advanced. Well done, Sally. Jenny in Melbourne has started doing online ballet classes. Can see the attraction. I rather fancy that too, actually, in the privacy of my own home. Although it wouldn't be able to fit into my tutu. Mo is making kiddies' aprons from fat quarters. Now, Jenny Eclair, I bet you don't know what a fat quarter is. A fat quarter, I happen to know, is those piles of material that you use and you buy in sewing shops for making quilts out of. No, you see, bet you didn't know that. Sharon Leedham, oh, she gets a surname for some reason, is growing potatoes, but hers are already about a foot high. She sent me some photographs. I'm very, very jealous of Sharon's potatoes because they're going like a bomb, and I hate her, actually. So she's busy and ahead of me on the potato front. Emily Jules is upcycling like mad and has sent some photos of the chest of drawers and a table that she's doing. Clever old Emily. Sally Christopher is listening to us from the beginning, because she is, and I've written down here, strangled in New Zealand, but I think I meant stranded in New Zealand. And we are reminding her of home. That's very nice, isn't it? There's somebody who's written us a brilliant poem who lives in Kendal. Chris in Kendal, not sure whether it's a girl or a boy, has written this poem, which I shall read to you. It says, I've eaten all the biscuits, defrosted yet more bread. I eat a good 6 meals a day, then waddle off to bed. My pyjamas are elastic, even they are getting tight. My dressing gown has pockets in case of hunger in the night. I walk to the allotment, but there's nothing there to eat. I do a bit of digging, and then just for a treat, I open the picnic basket up and lunch just like a toff. They'll need a giant casket if Corona sees me off. Isn't that clever? Well done, Chris and Kendall. That really is brilliant. Very impressed with the gang. Of course, why would we not be? So listen, look after your good selves and lots of love, and we shall see you for a proper broadcast next week. Oh, and don't forget to send us in lots more emails on what you're up to olderwiderpod@gmail.com, and also join in the Instagram fun.